Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
21. Three shy of that right now. Giving it to Henry. Henry around the corner. Henry off to the races. Henry gets tackled at about the 40-yard line.
Al Michaels with the call. Derrick Henry had a couple of splash runs in the second half, so the numbers at the end of the game look great. 19 carries for 119 yards. But the first half was a bit of a struggle, including in the red zone. They could not get anything going. I was less of a fan of the O-line than you were, Jason, but where are you on this running game as we move forward?
Look, I mean, Lamar was really not an element in it, so there's still that to come. So that there's, you know, not all hope is lost, but yeah, I wouldn't get fooled by the end of the game numbers when Miami had waved the white flag and they're just waiting to get to the locker room and find out if they're going to finally fire their Mook coach or not.
Never.
Newsflash, they did not.
Mook. Stephen Ross ain't firing that guy.
First half, Henry had 9 runs for 30 yards. It was a 14-yard scamper and then 8 for 16. No rushing first downs, 0 tackles avoided. 0.78 yards before contact in the first half, 2.56 yards after contact. As a team, they ran 10 times for 30 yards. Derrick Henry, first down rushing in the first half. 5 carries, 16 yards. So you're constantly in second and long.
Yep.
Not good enough. They adjusted late in the first half to get more Justice Hill on the field and more Keaton Mitchell on the field, and that really keyed 2 pivotal scoring drives, and then they went back to Henry to be the hammer against that defense that was waving the white flag late, and he padded his numbers there. And they really made a point to leave him on to make sure he got over 100
yes,
yards
they
rushing
did.
Too. Like, it was clear what they were doing. No, look, it's not going to be like last year. He's not going to be like he was last year. The offensive line is what it is. I think it's something they're going to have to live with, and I think it's going to become increasingly imperative that they are a team that beat you in the passing game a multitude of ways, with the quick passing game when they're on the road against some real pass rushers, and they have to get rid of it. Intermediate, the deep stuff, take it where you can get it. The fact that they were able to get, you know, 2 tight ends, really all 3 tight ends,
yeah,
plus a couple of receivers involved in the pass game was a feather in their cap, and I think that's where they're going to have to live. And I think the running backs are going to have to contribute in the pass game, and the 2 speedier backs more so than Derrick Henry, because, like, it's not just volume, volume, volume. They're not an efficient early down rushing team. They just haven't been, for the most part, with an exception here or there. And I don't think week in, week out, and especially come playoff time, that they're going to be that either. So they're going to have to continue to be creative about how they approach their personnel on early downs. I've been saying it all year, and this is another game that bore it out.
This performance felt like an early season performance from Derrick Henry. For someone that didn't watch a snap of last night's game and you're just looking at the box score, you see 19 carries, 119 yards. Oh, damn, Derrick Henry had a really good game. But it was more of the feast or famine type of rushing, where he had the 35-yarder, he had the 13-yarder in the first half, where it inflates the yards per carry, where you see the 6.3, but you take out those runs, and then the yards per carry plummets. You could tell
they had two shots to get 3 yards late in the first half, and when that didn't happen, but I turned to Sharkey and said, they're going to change the person. Like, watch. You're going to start seeing less of Derrick Henry. They have to.
But that's where I'm getting at. You could tell because the Dolphins prior to yesterday were horrible runs in between the tackles. And the Ravens tried to sledgehammer Derrick Henry between the tackles. It didn't work. There was the short yardage situation in the first half where it was 3rd and 1. He got tackled for a loss.
And it was 2nd and 3 before that.
And that's where the conversation of this short yardage offense, especially now that Patrick Ricard's back, and we thought that maybe that would give it a boost. 42 qualifying running backs in the NFL this year. First down conversion rate on runs 1 to 3 yards to go. Derrick Henry is dead last out of 42 qualified running backs. That is a significant issue that this team has to get fixed.
And Lamar's legs will help boost and buttress that to some degree. But those are also situations where a screen pass can really do a job.
I did like that they were trying to mix in Keaton Mitchell a little bit before the game was in doubt or not in doubt. Here's the other thing. Derrick Henry, 119 yards. He had 54 of those yards on 2 carries, one on the last series of the third quarter, one on the first series of the fourth quarter. The game's already 28-6.
Guys had waved the white flag. They're not risking a concussion to try to bring him down in the backfield.
Yeah, so like half of his yards came
garbage
after
time.
Yeah. So, like, this is something, and again, I will bring it up. Kevin Zeitler's in Tennessee. He's an upgrade over what you got. That Cesar Ruiz in New Orleans, now, he's a center guard. If you're not bringing Linderbaum back, he's not going to cost you a whole lot. He play guard now, could play center next year if you're not bringing Linderbaum back. Like, those are guys that aren't going to cost you day one or two draft picks that I think will help this O-line, which, Jason, on the interior is awful.
Hey, look, they didn't get the quarterback killed last night. I thought they might. You're going to have to live with what you got. If you, like, again, you can bring Zeitler in. They got a 300-and-something-pound fullback and a 260-pound running back, and they can't pick up a yard here or there. I don't know that that's just entirely the guards, but what I don't know.
But you just pointed out, it's less than a yard before contact. Like, guys, like, there are times where he's got nowhere to run when he gets the balls.
I think this needs to be a speed. I don't think they're a power team anymore. I think they're a speed team. I think the offense needs some tempo and pace. It's hard to do that with Derrick Henry on the field. Like, I think they need to adapt.
You brought this up yesterday about this.
The tempo improved when they got him off the field and went to the other backs.
About the offensive line in particular on the road, because they just haven't played many road games, and bringing up they got a lot upcoming. And I was like, yeah, Miami's not really a hostile. We're going to find out about the O-line in Minnesota, because that place gets rowdy and crazy. It's going to be a desperate Vikings team. So I'm curious how that O-line will fare next summer.
Desperate Vikings team with a garbage quarterback.
Yes.
It's an interesting combination. Yeah, by the way, was it Vinny? Vinny told me he saw an interview, the Wentz thing, because we talked about this last week. Wentz told O'Connell that he was done after that game and he wasn't coming out. So he knew that he was done, but Wentz stayed in that game getting the crap kicked out of him to eat it, because he said, this is it for me. I know the season's over.
Yeah.
So I feel better about the fact I thought O'Connell
that still doesn't
him.
Mean you have to listen to him.
Yes,
though. You
exactly.
Still could say, you're in pain and our line sucks.
You're getting killed.
And those guys are trying to run, like, oh, that guy always trying to pad his stats after a trade.
Yes.
So we're going to get you off the field anyway.
Yeah, and by the way, don't run a long developing pass play on 4th and 10 down 31-10. Yeah. Alas, coming up next, a lot of Ravens news, a lot of Orioles news. We'll talk about it all. Kyle Goon, columnist, Baltimore Banner, joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.